The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 6th Chapter, text number 38, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on November 5th, 2006, in Monterrey, Mexico.
So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter number 6, text number 38.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yasya avatar karmani gayanti hyasmadadayah Naham vidanti tatvena tasmai bhagavate namaha.
Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose incarnations and activities are chanted by us for glorification, though he can hardly be known as he is, purport by Srila
Prabhupada.
It
is said that the transcendental name, form, quality, pastimes, paraphernalia, personality, etc. cannot possibly be perceived by the gross materialistic senses. But when the senses are purified by the process of hearing, chanting, remembering, and worshipping the lotus feet of the holy deity, etc., the Lord reveals himself proportionately to the advancement of the quality of devotional service. Ye yatamang prabhajyante, Bhagavad Gita 4.11. One should not expect the Lord to be an order-supplying agent who must be present before us as soon as we desire to see him. We must be ready to undergo the prescribed devotional duties, following the path shown by the predecessors in the disciplic session from Brahma, Narada, and similar authorities. As the senses are progressively purified by bona fide devotional service, the Lord reveals his identity according to the spiritual advancement of the devotee. But one who is not in the line of devotional service can hardly perceive him simply by calculations and philosophical speculations. Thus a hard worker can present a jugglery of words before an audience, but can never know the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his personal feature. The Lord is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita that one can know him only by devotional service. No one can know the Lord by any puffed up material process of challenge. But the humble devotee can please the Lord by his earnest devotional activities. Thus the Lord reveals himself proportionately before the devotee. Lord Brahma therefore offers his respectful obeisances as a bona fide spiritual master and allows us to follow the process of Shravana and Kirtana. Simply by this process, or simply by hearing and chanting the glories of the activities of the Lord's incarnation, one can certainly see within himself the identity of the Lord. We have already discussed this subject in Volume 1 of Srimad Bhagavatam in connection with this verse, Tat Shradhana Muniyo Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya Pashyant Yatmani Chatmanam Bhakti Shruta Grihitaya. Bhagavatam 1.12. The conclusion is that one cannot know the Supreme Personality of Godhead fully by any method, but he can be seen and felt partially by the devotional service, process of hearing, chanting, etc.
Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha
Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Svapadantikam.
So, la conciencia de Krishna is most importante. Es más importante por todo el mundo. So we have to understand it very, very carefully.
Por eso debemos entenderla con cuidado, muy
lentamente. This human form of life is muy, muy rare.
Esta forma de vida es muy rara.
It is very, es muy difícil to obtain this human form of life.
Es muy difícil obtener esta forma de vida humana.
It is stated in the Vishnu Purana. Jalaja Navalakshani Stavara Lakshavinshati Krimaya Rudra Sankhyaka Pakshinam Dashalakshanam. In this way, it is described that it is muy, muy difícil to get this human form of life. So, it is the greatest mistake. It is muy, muy grande mistake to utilize this human life for sense gratification.
Usar esta forma de vida para la gratificación personal.
Sense gratification is indulged in by all the different types of species.
La gratificación personal está en todas las especies, todo tipo de especies.
The dogs,
los perros,
cats,
gatos,
monkeys,
monos,
pigs,
puercos,
horses, ants,
hormigas,
all varieties of species, they engage in sense gratification.
Todo tipo de seres están en la, se encuentran en la gratificación de sus
sentidos. Pero, ¿qué es diferente about the human species? You see, what is different for the human species?
Pero el perro es muy diferente a la especie humana. ¿Y en qué es diferente el perro a la...
In the human life, we can inquire.
En la vida humana podemos ir.
De donde have I come? From where have I come? You see, from where have I come? Where am I going?
El humano puede decir de dónde vengo, de dónde provengo,
a dónde voy. ¿Qué es my purpose of life?
¿Cuál es el propósito de mi vida?
You see, we can ask these questions.
Podemos hacer nuestras preguntas.
And you know what?
¿Saben qué?
If we don't ask these questions,
si no nos hacemos estas preguntas,
we miss the boat.
Perdemos el bote.
We miss the flight.
Perdemos el vuelo.
Back to our original home in the spiritual world.
Hacia nuestro original, mundo, que es el mundo espiritual.
Just like yesterday, we were flying from Austin, Texas, to Monterrey, here to Monterrey. We had to be very careful. We had to be very careful to catch to get to the airport on time. Otherwise, we would miss the flight.
De lo contrario, perderíamos el vuelo.
We would go to the airport and we say, where is that plane for Monterrey? They would have to say, I'm very sorry, senor, but that plane has already left. You missed the flight.
Pero, ya ha pasado de que, lo siento, señor, se le pasó el vuelo.
Wouldn't that have been a great tragedy if we had missed the flight?
Hubiera sido una gran tragedia que hubieran perdido su vuelo.
We wouldn't have the be tasting the nectar of all the sadhu sangha here in Monterrey today.
Se han perdido de probar el dulce néctar de los sadhus aquí en Monterrey.
So, if one has, if there's a flight where you want to go, you have to make sure to make the flight. You see, be there on time for the flight. So, this human form of life is the flight back to home, back to Godhead. So you have to make the flight. You have to have the ticket. What is the ticket? 16 rounds of japa mala. No illicit sex. No intoxication. No meat eating.
No comer carne.
And no gambling.
Y no apuestas.
This is the price for the ticket.
Es el costo del boleto.
You can't be also no Vaishnava aparads also. If you're offensive to the captain or you're offensive to the stewardess, they will throw you off the airplane. Especially since 9/11, the terrorist attack, now you have to be very polite when you go to on the airplane. If they suspect that if you become very rude, they will think you're a terrorist. And they will throw you off the plane. So when we come to the society of devotees, we should not be rude. We should always be very, very respectful to the Vaishnavas. Why is that? Because the Vaishnava is a very rare person on this planet. Even if we sometimes disagree with the Vaishnavas, we still have to love them because they are our dear brothers and sisters. We are all in the Prabhupada family. So we have to please
Prabhupada.
He told us, do not fight amongst yourselves. So even if we sometimes disagree with one another, we must still remain his friends. Because we are all one family. We should not fight like the Kurus and the Pandavas. And have a fratricidal war. We should all be very one big loving happy family. Because by working together cooperatively, we will show Srila Prabhupada how much we love him. And when he sees how much we love him, he will shower unlimited oceans of mercy upon us. And we will advance very, very wonderfully in Krishna consciousness. We will become completely free of all anxiety. We will become completely free from all illusion. We will taste the sweetest nectar at every minute. So this is the great advantage of this this movimiento de conciencia Krishna. That it gives us this opportunity to taste the sweetest nectar. If we will simply chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. then we will be happy.
Solo cantamos Hare Krishna, seremos felices.
24 hours a day.
24 horas al día.
365 days por año.
Tenemos 360 días al año.
We will be very, very happy. Felicidad, you see.
Seremos muy, muy felices.
We'll be tasting the sweetest felicidad at every minute.
Estaríamos probando la dulce felicidad a cada minuto.
Pure Amrit. Do you know what is Amrita?
No.
Amrita, Sanskrit word, Amrita. It means nectar.
Nectar.
What is the Spanish word for nectar?
Nectar.
Nectar? Nectar? Oh, muy bueno. Nectar in English, nectar in Espanol, mm-hmm. is the same. Nectar, nectar, nectar. So, in Sanskrit, nectar is Amrita. It has a meaning. A means not. Amrita means death.
Amrita significa muerte.
So, in Sanskrit language, nectar means deathlessness.
Nectar significa
deathlessness means to be free of the influence of death. Free from death. Yesterday, Mataji and I were at the Houston airport. And Mataji went up and asked the lady, when does the flight leave from Monterrey? She said, it is leaving very soon, but what is that marking on your forehead? So we explain. Mataji wanted me to explain. I told the nice lady. That this is the sign of someone who has conquered over death. So she asked me, "Have you conquered death?" I said yes. Sí, señora. And I can teach you also how to conquer death. She said, really? And then she said, is this Hinduism? And I said, no, this is the original pure religion. Before man divided religion into many religions, there was only one religion.
Antes de que el hombre dividiera la religión en varias religiones, había solo una.
What is that? Uno religio?
Una religión.
We say religion in Spanish also.
No.
Uno religion. One religion. I said, just like the whole planet Earth, it is one place. It is God's place. But man, he has made so many divisions, you see. He has made boundaries. Mexico, USA. These are man-made divisions. It is simply one world. Uno mundo. Huh? Simply uno mundo. But hombre, or man, he has made so many divisions. This is artificial. And then they fight. Just like there was a big war between Texas and Mexico, you see. So in this way they make so many fights. for no reason.
Por ninguna razón.
Because it is all God's land.
Porque esta tierra es la tierra de Dios.
And estamos, we are all God's niños.
Y todos somos los niños de Dios.
So how we can make divisions? It doesn't make any sense. It's muy stupid.
Entonces nosotros creamos divisiones y
es muy, 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 muy stupid. Stupidísimo. Mudha. To make all these lines is crazy man's business. Loco. Loco, what is it? Loquísimo. Muy, muy loquísimo. Señor, es muy, muy loquísimo. To make all these boundaries. It is simply uno mundo. It's a de Dios. Uno mundo de Dios. So, in the same way, they have taken religion.
De esta forma, tomamos religion.
And they have divided it. Christian religion.
Y la dividieron en
Hindu religion.
Cristiana,
Buddhist religion. Jewish religion.
Cristiana.
Pero no, Señor. This is not religion.
Pero eso no es religión.
True religion is one.
La verdadera religión es una.
As soon as you divide this este religion, that religion, this religion, that religion, no es religion.
Mientras uno diga, es esta religión, es la otra, eso no
it
es
is simply
religión.
Cheating.
Eso solo es engaño.
So this Christian, this este movimiento de conciencia Krishna is not for cheating.
Que este movimiento de Krishna no es para engañar.
We are giving the actual, pure, original form of religion.
Estamos dando la actual y verdadera forma de la religión.
So in this way, we explain to the señorita.
Así que de esta forma le explicamos a la señorita.
And she was very, very happy.
Y ella actually. Fue muy feliz.
To hear that one could become free of anxiety.
Que uno puede estar libre de ansiedades.
But then she said, actually, but I don't have any anxiety.
Pero ella le dijo, pero yo no tengo ninguna ansiedad.
But I said that anxieties do come.
Pero dice, pero las ansiedades vienen.
She agreed, sí.
Y ella...
And I said, but if you're Krishna conscious, then when the anxieties come, you're not affected by them. That is the beauty of conciencia de Krishna.
Y esto es la belleza de la conciencia de Krishna.
That when the anxieties come,
cuando las ansiedades vienen,
you are not affected by them.
No le afecta.
So we have come here as humble servants
que venimos aquí como humildes sirvientes
to visit your wonderful preaching center.
Para visitar a su hermoso centro de prédica.
We have come as beggars to get the nectar of your association.
Venimos como mendigantes a probar el néctar.
And to share with you the wonderful nectar de conciencia de Krishna.
Y venimos a compartir el maravilloso néctar de conciencia de Krishna.
So we can ask now if there's any questions. That's preguntas. Hoy preguntas. How do you say? Hoy preguntas?
Yes.
Hoy preguntas? Hi.
I
preguntas.
How many hours the Austin to Monterrey?
How many hours are from Austin to Monterrey?
Oh.
Hour and a half.
Well, the flight from Houston's an hour and a half. The flight to Houston's a half an hour, and so that's about 2 hours. But then the stopover in Houston was for 3 hours. Stopover in Houston.
Yeah, we.
We left from the Mandir in Austin at 11 a.m. and we got here at about 8:30. So.
Almost 12 hours.
Yeah, it's almost, well, it's 10, about 10 hours it took us, the time.
10 horas de que fueron al aeropuerto, después se fueron al aeropuerto, luego para eso fue lo que más.
But actually, driving by car straight, you could probably get here faster. I don't know. It says about 5 hours to the border. How far from the border to here? How many hours by car?
2 hours.
2. We could have driven it in 7 hours, but, you know. It's difficult. For us to drive in Mexico would be difficult. Yeah. Plus, we were very tired. We'd just gotten in from Europe the day before, and we jet lag. We were very tired. Couldn't have driven it.
Night before,
yeah. The evening before, we had flown in from Amsterdam, and we had a few hours rest, and then immediately go again to Mexico. And then we're heading out again, and on the 20th, we're going back to Europe and on to the Middle East and India on the 20th of November. Does anyone have any philosophical question?
She said, how did you meet Srila Prabhupada and the devotees?
Yes. El Muestro Espiritual has two forms.
El Muestro Espiritual tiene dos formas.
Bani and Vapu.
Bani?
Vani y Vapu. Two, dos forms. You say formas?
Sí.
Dos formas. Vani es una forma y Vapu es otra forma. Otra? Anyway. I'm trying. Forma is feminine. Huh? Una forma y otra forma. There are two forms, dos formas. Vani and Vapu. So, I had many opportunities to meet Prabhupada personally.
Tuvo muchas oportunidades de conocer a Prabhupada personalmente.
Face to face.
Cara a cara.
But at that time, this is 1969.
En ese tiempo era
1969. I was very, very puffed up. Proud. I was Mayavadi. I was thinking, what does he say in Spanish? Soy Krishna. I am Krishna. I was Mayavadi. So one brahmachari, he said, my guru, Prabhupada, is coming tonight. You come and hear him. You can come and hear Prabhupada tonight. I was staying only 5 minute walk away from where Prabhupada gave the lecture. 5 minutes. Cinco minutos. 5 minutes away. Prabhupada is 5 minutes away from where I was staying. But I would not go because Soy Krishna. I am Krishna. I did not want the Swami to destroy my illusion that I was Krishna. So again, in
1970,
the devotees invited me. They said, we're having a big festival in Los Angeles. You come in the van and we're going and there'll be a big festival, you can see
Prabhupada.
But there was una problema. I still thought I am Krishna, soy Krishna. So I would not go. I refused to go and see Prabhupada. But Maya, you could say, Krishna was very kind to me.
Krishna era muy amable con él.
Maya Devi, because Maya was gave me very, very hard kicks.
Maya le daba unas patadas muy duras.
I was beaten around by Maya. I was kicked this way, I was kicked that way. Maya really, really kicked me really hard. And I finally realized that I'm not Krishna. And I was just down on my hands and knees begging, dear God, please guide me how I can be your perfect servant. So now that I was humble, I was ready to meet
Prabhupada.
And one day there was a knock on the door. It was one señorita, her name, su nombre was Margarita. So Margarita told, "Esa un Hare Krishna Swami in town in Austin today."
Margarita le dijo que había un Swami in Austin.
He will be at my apartment in un hora, in 1 hour.
Él va a estar en mi apartamento en una hora.
So I thought, I will go meet that Hare Krishna Swami. So it was His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. Yes, so he invited that today we are having a love celebration in Pease Park. You please come. So I went to that love celebration. And I was very, very impressed with the philosophy, with the chanting, and with what else?
Prashad.
It was muy simple, Prashad. Muy, muy simple. Pero, muy, muy delicious. How do you say delicious?
Delicioso.
Delicioso. Mm-hmm. Muy, muy delicioso. So eventually I decided to move into the temple as a guest, not as a devotee, but just as a guest, a visitor. I wasn't going to surrender, no way. But I thought I could learn something anyway about this, from these monks. And they told me I should surrender. And I was thinking, I'll be a devotee of Krishna, but I won't surrender to the Guru. Because that means you got to give up your independence. When Guru gives order, the disciple must follow the order, isn't it? So there's no way I was going to get initiated. No way. forget it. I'll chant Hare Krishna, I'll take Prasadam, but I won't take Diksha, no way. You're not going to get me to take initiation, no way. So, but one morning, I was hearing this beautiful record album. It was called Radha Krishna Temple Emblem. And the London devotees, accompanied by George Harrison, they were singing one song. Samsara dava nalalira loka tranayakar yunaganaganavam praptashyakalyana gunarnavasya vande guroshi charanada vinam. And as I was hearing that beautiful, beautiful singing, I could feel the love in the heart of the devotees. I could understand these devotees have so much love for
Prabhupada.
And I could understand how beautiful was that feeling of loving Prabhupada.
Y él podía entender el sentimiento de amor hacia Prabhupada.
And you know what happened to me at that moment?
¿Y saben lo que pasó en él en ese momento?
You know what happened?
¿Saben lo que pasó?
This thought came to my mind.
Algo le vino en la cabeza.
Wouldn't it be beautiful to give my life to Prabhupada?
¿No sería hermoso dar mi vida a Prabhupada?
And the tears just came rolling down my face.
Y las lágrimas me corrieron en el rostro.
And I can tell you honestly, Manaji, that was the moment I met Prabhupada. I had not seen him yet. But that was the moment I truly met him. Skeptics may say, oh, you didn't really meet him. The skeptics, those who were, you know, skeptical means, a skeptic is a person who is doubtful persons.
Escepticos.
Huh? Los escépticos, they may say, oh no, you didn't meet him. But no, I did meet Prabhupada at that moment.
Pero en ese momento él lo conoció.
And what is my proof?
¿Y cuál es su prueba?
Because at that moment I resolved that I will surrender myself at his lotus feet. At that moment, I accepted Srila Prabhupada as my eternal guru. So that's actually when I met him. But I still hadn't seen him yet. Remember, I was given the chance to see him, but I refused to go because I thought, I am Soy Krishna, I am Krishna. Then now, shortly after that moment of accepting him as my guru, then I was given the chance to actually see Prabhupada. There is one festival, I think you have heard the name Ratha Yatra. There was a big, big Ratha Yatra in San Francisco. This is where Prabhupada introduced Ratha Yatra. So this was 1971. And we drove to San Francisco. I had my first glimpse of Prabhupada at the San Francisco airport. Aeropuerto San Francisco. I had mi primero darshan de Srila Prabhupada.
Primer darshan en el aeropuerto de de San Francisco con Prabhupada.
And then we went to the Ratha Yatra festival site in Golden Gate Park.
Luego fueron al Ratha Yatra en el Golden Gate Park.
And there I heard the very first words emanating from his lotus mouth.
Y fue entonces cuando él escuchó las primeras palabras de su boca de loto.
Do you know what the first word was? What is that? Primera palabra? Huh? Primera palabra de... From the mouth of Prabhupada.
De la boca de Prabhupada.
The very first word, primera palabra, I heard from his mouth was Jagannath. He said, Jagannath Shami, Nayana Padagami, Bhava to me. Right into the heart. He gave very, very wonderful lecture. What is wonderful in Spanish?
Maravillosa.
Maravillosa. Maravillosa. Lectura maravillosa. Muy, muy maravillosa lectura. He explained that to become Krishna conscious no es difícil.
He explained that the consciousness of Krishna no es difícil.
It simply requires practice.
Simplemente requiere práctica.
He taught us, he said, every day you are drinking water. Agua, you know. Once, twice, thrice.
Una, dos, tres, cuatro.
More than that, every day you are drinking water. He said, if every time you drink water,
cada vez que uno, que nosotros tomemos agua,
you remember that Krishna is the taste of the agua.
Recordarás que Krishna es el sabor del agua.
He said, immediately you become Krishna conscious. Mm-hmm. Immediately.
Inmediatamente, eso todo eso cuando inmediatamente te conviertes en Krishna.
To become Krishna conscious, no es difícil to become Krishna conscious. It simply requires practice.
Simplemente requiere práctica.
So I always remember my first meeting with Prabhupada. He told us how wonderful it is to drink water.
Recordando su primer encuentro con Prabhupada.
You simply have to remember that Krishna, what is the Spanish for taste?
Sabor.
Yeah, like savor, yeah. Krishna is el sabor de agua. You see? That's all you have to do to become Krishna conscious. Simply remember, Krishna is el sabor de agua. You see? So that's when I met Prabhupada. Yeah.
Maybe at the airport she says she has no anxiety, but I'm sure that she must be in anxiety about losing her job.
Sí, señora, es verdad.
Dice que la señorita en el aeropuerto dice que no tenía ansiedades, pero sí tenía ansiedad de perder su trabajo.
Does that mean that she doesn't know what was the anxiety mean?
The karmi, they will always say, oh, I have no anxiety. But that is called false front only. Todo el mundo is full of anxiety, actually.
Todo el mundo está lleno de ansiedad.
Thank you. How will I pay my rent?
¿Cómo voy a pagar mi renta?
How will I get healthy?
¿Cómo me voy a mantener saludable?
Death is coming.
La muerte viene.
The terrorists may come.
Los terroristas pueden venir.
The criminals may come.
Los criminales pueden venir.
Traffic accident may come.
Los accidentes de tráfico pueden pasar.
So many anxiety.
Hay muchas ansiedades.
¿Hay más preguntas? No. Okay. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.